are those good old-fashioned balls of yesteryear. Those good old-fashioned balls we held so dear. Nights filled with pleasure, I'll always treasure. Gone are the days of our balls. Give me those good old-fashioned balls I loved so much, and all the tender things I love to touch. They've been laid away, long gone is the day when our balls were a big, big thing. We'd have things to eat, both cold and hot meat, all garnished so pretty and grand. And if you were tired, but still felt inspired, then you could depend on your hand. Some carriage gone forever are the pretty bells. Gone forever are the kiss and tells. Folks would come for miles, they would all be smiles at the sight of our balls so grand. Everybody sing along and swish! Where are those good old-fashioned balls of yesteryear?
And good evening and welcome to Outbeat Music. I'm Michaela Kennan, and tonight we are going to camp, musically speaking, that is, for an adventure into the madcap world of parody, artifice, double entendres, and wordplay, all part of a somewhat hidden history of LGBT culture intended to be edgy, subversive, and sometimes just plain funny. It's all happening right here, right now. So hang on to your seats and stay with us.
We had frolics and woo, papa. The ladies were grand. They held in their hand the power to pull off such balls and picnics. Gone are the jubilees, days of majesty and fashion tees. Balls are never more what they were before. They've been replaced by a cocktail party. If they could return, I would rejoice. Hoist a flag on high and raise my voice. All I can dream of, bring back the cream of those balls. Balls, balls.
I have found Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
Good evening, this is Greg Morali with your Outbeat Radio News for this Sunday, September 8th, 2013. The Associated Press reported that gay parents in Russia would lose custody of their children under a new law proposed by a deputy from the ruling United Russia Party. Activists had feared the so-called gay propaganda law in Russia could lead to this next step, with U.S. actor and producer Harvey Weinstein sure to mention it as among the worst-case scenarios in his New York Times op-ed and during an interview on MSNBC this last August. The existing law already bans any talk about homosexuality in front of minors. Now State Duma Deputy Alexa Hersilev is proposing that, like drug use or child abuse, quote, non-traditional sexual orientation would be grounds for parents losing their children. President Barack Obama reiterated his support for LGBT people living in Russia under the country's so-called LGBT propaganda law during his joint press conference in Stockholm with Swedish Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt. As a precursor to the impending G20 summit in St. Petersburg, Russia, the two leaders spoke about equality among other issues. The president said, "We share a belief in the dignity and equality of every human being, that our gay and lesbian brothers and sisters must be treated equally under the law, that our societies are strengthened and not weakened by diversity." The president planned to meet with Russian LGBT activists during his visit to St. Petersburg this week. And here in the United States, married gay and lesbian veterans will now be eligible for the same benefits afforded to married straight veterans, according to an announcement from Attorney General Eric Holder. The federal government will no longer enforce language within Title 38 of the U.S. Code, which forbids the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of Defense from recognizing any legal marriage other than the one of one man and one woman. The announcement comes less than a week after a federal judge in California ruled Title 38 to be unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge Consuelo Marshall of Los Angeles made that ruling this Thursday in a case brought by Tracy Cooper Harris of Pasadena. Cooper Harris, a 12-year Army veteran who has multiple sclerosis, receives $1,478 a month in disability benefits from the Department of Veterans Affairs, $124 less than if the VA considered her married. even though the Supreme Court struck down the section of the Defense of Marriage Act that kept the federal government from recognizing same-sex marriages. The VA had not yet provided equal benefits to same-sex couples, citing Title 38, the portion of the U.S. law governing veterans' benefits, which defines a spouse as a member of the opposite sex. And also, this week saw two violent attacks carried out on gay men here in the United States. The first involved a man who was assaulted by a large group of men on Sunday that police are calling a hate crime. Jared Fox was walking to Cocktails, a gay bar in Cleveland, Ohio, near midnight last weekend when 20 men surrounded him and began to shout anti-gay epithets. After asking Fox if he had any money or valuables on his person, the group began to throw punches at the 26-year-old man before knocking him to the ground. The group stole his cell phone, forcing Fox to call for help at the bar. Fox, who was bruised and suffered hearing loss from a ruptured eardrum, said the men knew he was gay because they recognized his destination. And then in Denver, a gay man will require reconstructive surgery after his face was brutally beaten as he left a bar early Monday morning. Jared Olson, 23, left Sam's Hookah Lounge at 2 a.m. with two others and entered a car in a nearby parking lot. Olson and one of his friends were attacked by a man who allegedly opened the passenger door of the car. Olson said the attacker was part of a larger group of men lingering in the parking lot. Their third friend, who was in the driver's seat, went physically unharmed. The attacker broke several bones on Olson's face. Denver police spokesman Sonny Jackson said it's still being determined whether the case will be deemed a bias-motivated crime. For a calendar of events about local LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, be sure to go to gaysonoma.com. And if you have news or an event you'd like to share with our listeners, tell us about it by going to our own website at outbeatnews.com. And follow us all week long on Facebook and Twitter for the latest LGBT news and information from here in the North Bay and beyond. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Music with Michaela Kennan.
Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
The steamer boat is leaving, it's leaving mighty soon. It's going for a weekend, there's gonna be a full moon. Be sure to pack your perfume, your new bikini suit.
The time of year is ripe, my dear. I hear it's loaded with fruit.
Get on board for Fire Island. Get on board right away. Get on board for Fire Island.
I know it's gonna be gay.
When you get to that island, unpack your pretty things. They aren't very formal. Don't wear your wedding rings. The cocktail hour is something. It really is the most.
You'll meet our dear old auntie. He's gonna be our host.
Get on board for Fire Island. Island, make the trip right away. No one's called John or Harry.
They're known as Franny and Ray.
They'll spring your springer later and your ponytail. Well, there's gonna be a big drag ball where you can really well just sashay up the gangplank and join our little crew and rush right to a porthole. You can watch the seagulls swoop.
The crews are very festive. You'll romp and have a ball. The sounds you hear at night are nothing more than a mating call. When you get back to town, my dear, you'll have a brand new friend.
But if you don't make out this time, well, then come back next weekend.
May I have this dance?
Yeah, baby, but you gotta leave.
Waltz faster, honey, they're playing a cha-cha.
Crazy. The time has come for leaving. The hour to depart. You may have pleasant memories or just a broken heart. Next weekend may be better.
Oh, yeah!
So come and take a chance.
Sing the song, sing the song!
And hop right on that ferry. It'll take you to romance.
Hurry down to the landing. See you back at the pier. Leave your cares at the office. Pack up all your gear. Hurry down to the landing. See you back on the pier. We can all let our hair down. We'll see you Friday.
All aboard, all aboard.
Hey, watch your heels, May. You're stepping on my train.
What did you do to your hair? It looks like a wig.
It is a wig.
You'd never know it, sweetie.
Do you like my tiara? It's just like that. Princess, what's your name?
Grace, Grace.
Yes, Princess Grace.
That ain't no princess, honey. That's a queen.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to hear is an old Elizabethan ballad. Upon listening, you will realize that although the song was written many, many centuries ago, the lyric still holds good in the modern day world, but in a slightly different way.
While wandering hither and thither and yon, in quest of a bundle of sticks, a gay, fantastical sight did we see, gypsies camping and doing their tricks. Singing hardy-ard-ard-bark, hardy-ard-ard-bark, picking up a bunch of faggots in the bar. Fe-lay-lay-lay-lay, though mother said be good, we do a lot of peeking while seeking firewood. While gaily bounding over the moor, I playing the lute, I his flute, we stopped mid-song at the sight that we saw. 'Twas the queen plucking pansies in fruit, singing hardy-ard-ard-bark, hardy-ard-ard-bark, gathering a bunch of faggots in the bar. Fe-lay-lay-lay-lay, though mother said be good, we do a lot of peeking while seeking firewood. Tripping over the tulip fields towards Amsterdam on a hike, we dropped our sticks at the sight that we saw. 'Twas a fairy perched on a dike, singing hardy-ard-ard-bark, hardy-ard-ard-bark, picking up a bunch of faggots in the bar. Fe-lay-lay-lay-lay-lay, fe-lay-lay-lay-lay-lay-lay, gathering a bunch of faggots in the
tavern in this town.
In this town.
Where every waiter wears a gown.
Wears a gown.
In such fun you'll never want to leave. And when it's raided you will grieve.
You will grieve.
All the laws are getting rougher. The police are getting tougher. If they raid this bar again, we'll have no place to play. For they do not want a drag joint, and they're very firm on that point. Though we break no laws, we'll have to go away.
Go away.
There is no other place for miles.
Not for miles.
Where you can view such stunning styles.
Stunning styles.
The latest gimps from Paris and from Rome. The stitch queens run up while at home.
While at home.
Oh, the kids are very handy. They sew dresses and make candy. But they really need a place that they can call their own. If they close and bolt the entry just to please the local gentry, it's a cinch the kids will simply have to roam.
Have to roam. We'll have to go out and look to find a home, a home. So we will not be restricted just to roam, to roam.
We will pack our drags and our makeup case and just move on to another place. We can all be gay when
we find another home.
We'll find another bar for us,
just for us,
where we will not admit the fuzz,
not admit the fuzz,
where the atmosphere's gay and free. We'll always act with dignity,
dignity.
We can have a little drinky, you can even lift your pinky. If you care to dance, you'll find someone to lead the way. But be sure to use discretion, so you'll make the right impression. Just behave as though you just were voted
queen for a day.
Drunken sailor, what do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning?
Roll him out of bed and make some java, push him in the shower.
And you're listening to Outbeat Music. We're playing selections tonight from a couple of gay parody albums written in the mid-60s. Selections you're hearing right now are coming from a recording entitled The Queen Is in the Closet. And we'll hear a few more from those. But right now, stay tuned for more.
Never let him feel that you're his jailer. Send him to the barber and the tailor. That's what you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning.
Even if he has a strong libido, you yourself have got a driving need. So do what you will with a drunken sailor early in the morning.
Down, you can blow the man down. Ho, ho, blow the man down. If he is tired, then send him to bed. Now is the time to give him his head.
Tell him that it's getting repetitious, and the name you gave him was fictitious. That's what you do with a drunken sailor early in the Then'll come the day when he ships out, and you will have a chance to look about. Maybe you can find another sailor early one fine morning. You're gonna wake up swinging.
That's what you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning.
Strange little eyes of Mike. I'm afraid she ain't ever gonna change. Little eyes of Mike. I'm telling you, she never wants to wear a skirt. Little eyes of Mike. Wears Levi's and a big sweatshirt. Little eyes of Mike.
Oh, Eliza, little eyes of Mike.
You're impossible.
Oh, Eliza, little eyes of Mike.
Asked her to set our wedding date. Little eyes of Mike. Said we'd simply have to wait. Little eyes of Mike. I'm telling you, all she does is stall and stall. Little eyes of Mike. While she's out and has a ball. Little eyes of Mike.
Oh, Eliza, won't you decide?
Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, Eliza, please be my bride.
Found herself a brand new friend who's kind of sick. Wears a crew cut and once more her name is Dick. Both of them are quite a pair, they're quite a sight. With Levi's and crew cut hair, oh boy, they're both a fright.
I'll tell ya.
Oh, Eliza, can't you conform?
Do try it.
Oh, Eliza, please do the norm. Swing your partner to and fro.
Get you married, go, go, go.
When her folks came into town, she got a scare. Put some makeup on a pretty face and curled her hair. I'm telling you, she asked Dick to play it cool, stay out of sight. Dick got mad and packed her things and left her that night.
Thank goodness.
Oh, Eliza, now you are free.
Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, Eliza, come back to me.
Well, she left town to scout around, both near and far. Found a spot to settle on down and open a bar. I'm telling you, now she's got a clientele that's kind of gay. While the moon shines bright outside, they're making hay.
It's something.
Oh, Eliza, give up this life.
Come back to me.
Oh, Eliza, please be my wife.
Well, now I went down to plead with her, and I met a dame. She looked very good to me. Lil was her name. I'm telling you, came upon me with great shock. Lil was in drag. And what's more, her name was Bill.
Say it, say it.
Okay, he's stunning.
Oh, Eliza.
I joined the clan.
Utopia.
Oh, Eliza.
Found me a fan.
Oh, Eliza.
I found my dream.
Oh, Eliza. He is a queen.
Thank you.
I met myself a charming guy down by the river drive, down by the river drive, down by the river drive. I thought that he gave me the eye as he was going by, down by the river drive. He asked me if I had a light. He gave me quite a fright. There in the bright moonlight, there was no one in sight. I thought that he looked simply great. His eyes said, please make date down by the river drive.
He ain't gonna cruise that drive no more. Ain't gonna cruise that drive no more. Ain't gonna cruise no more, no more.
I gotta move it right along while I sing this little song.
Ain't gonna cruise no more.
I took him back up to my flat, up on the river drive, where he could sit and rest, up in my cozy nest. He then took off his coat and vest. I asked him for the rest, up on the river drive. He asked me if I had a beer. I said, that's tacky, dear. If you must have a drink, I'll fix you something pink. We toasted while our glasses clinked, but he turned out a fink up on that river drive.
He ain't gonna cruise that drive no more. Ain't gonna cruise that drive no more. Ain't gonna cruise no more, no more. That drive has gotten dangerous.
It's no longer safe for us.
No more that river drive.
Well, it dawned on me this guy was straight.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could hardly wait.
Yeah, yeah.
I left it up to fate.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd be a festive date, but right before my very eyes,
yeah, yeah,
I got a big surprise up on that river drive. He pinched me while he flashed his club.
Yeah, yeah.
He said,
come on now, bub.
Yeah, yeah.
You've made the final flub,
yeah,
and there's,
yeah,
one less in your club.
He took me to the station house.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy was quite a louse up on that river drive. Well, the judge, he gave me 30 days and offered this advice.
The drive is just no dice, son. It's full of sin and vice. And when you get out, I think you'll find you won't see your kind hanging around the river drive. No siree.
He ain't gonna cruise that drive no more. It has got to be a bore. Ain't gonna cruise no more, no more. He's gotta find another spot.
This one's gotten too damn hot.
Ain't gonna cruise no more. Ain't gonna cruise no more.
Well, hello there. My name is Baby John. What's yours, sweetie?
How's that for some crazy lyrics and some good fun? You are listening to some selections from the 1964 or 65 recording of The Queen is in the Closet. And so in these last six or seven songs, we heard something called Good Old Fashioned Balls. That was our opening song. Started out the second half with Weekend of a Hairdresser, talking about ballads of a woodcutter, A Bar is a Bar, What Would You Do with a Drunken Sailor, and Little Liza Mike. And then finally finishing up with Down on the River Drive. So great, great recordings. And again, a bit obscure and unknown in terms of the actual artists who are performing these records and these recordings. But that was the time in the early 60s. And if you remember at that time, it was considered illegal to be a gay. There is a bit of information that on the back of one of the albums, it says, by various recording artists, TV personalities, and celebrities, but there is no indication of who that might be. So, again, The Queen is in the Closet. We'll continue with more. Okay, a little technical difficulty there. Hang on, just be with us. ¶¶
wet from standing in the shower. I'm so wet from standing here all day. I'm so wet from beneath the shower at the good old YMCA.
I would like to wash your back.
Not if it's a sneak attack.
Wash your back.
Sneak attack. Oh, I'm so wet from standing in the shower. I'm so shriveled and I am a mess. I'm just drenched from being in the shower. Why I stay, you really couldn't guess.
Did you drop this piece of soap?
Certainly, you silly dope.
Piece of soap?
Silly dope.
Wash your back.
Sneak attack. Ho, 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 ho. I'm so wet from standing in the shower with that water hammering at my head. They have really got such water power. It could send you home and into bed.
Would you like to make a day?
I can almost hardly wait.
Make a day?
Hardly wait.
Piece of soap!
Silly dope.
Wash your back.
Sneak attack. Oh, I'm so wet from standing in the shower. Dull and dreary is just what it is. Still, I wait with patience in the shower with two towels marked clearly his and his.
Do you have a place nearby?
Take me there, but let us fly.
Place nearby?
Let us fly.
Make it a.
Hardly wait.
Piece of soap.
Silly dope.
Brush your back.
Sneak attack. Oh, I'm so wet from standing in the shower. I'm so wet from hanging around all day. I should smell just like a pretty flower after all the soap I've used today.
Do you use that soap from France?
Certainly. Why take a chance?
Soap from France?
Take a chance.
Place nearby?
Let us fly.
Make it a.
Hardly wait.
Piece of soap.
Silly dope.
Brush your back.
Sneak attack. Oh, I'm so cold and shriveled from the water dripping down upon my tiny frame. I'm so drenched that maybe I just oughta leave this place and just give up the game.
Do you think it's worth the price?
Sometimes it is very nice.
Worth the price?
Very nice.
Soap from France?
Take a chance.
Place nearby?
Let us fly.
Make it eight.
Hardly wait.
Piece of soap?
Silly dope.
Wash your back.
Sneak attack. Oh, I'm so wet from standing in the shower. I'm so wet from standing here all day. I'm soaked through from being in the shower. Guess I'll go and try another day.
I'm in love with the Honorable Mr. So-and-so. I can't mention his name with propriety. He's the pillar of Gotham society and the newspaper columnist all would love to know. I'm in love with the Honorable Mr. So-and-so. He goes out with a fashionable lady. So and so, while they dine and they dance in a swell room, I must wait in a stuffy hotel room for the moment so rare that's convenient for him to spare. He gets terribly annoyed if he doesn't find me there. Why must I be living in a back street just so he can hide me? I long to shout from the housetops instead of keeping it all inside. There are so many fascinating places I could go. Invitations galore I get nightly. Awfully sorry, I tell them politely. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with. so and so. It's so nice to have a man around the house. Oh, so nice to have a man around the house. Someone sweet who's glad he found you, who will put his arms around you, and his kisses just astound you. It's so nice. Oh, a house is just a house without a man. He's the necessary evil in your plan. There are many things about him you just cannot do without him, though it's just a constant game of cat and mouse. It's so nice to have a man around the house. No question about it, a man is a problem. He'll drive you right out of your mind. He'll cheat and deceive you, that is, if you let him. And yet, you'll find it's so nice to have a man around the house. Oh, so nice to have a man around the house. Just a guy in tights and slippers who will share your breakfast.
You're enjoying going to Camp Outbeat this evening. These are a number of songs from recordings done back in early 60s, probably about 64 and 65. I'm Michaela Cannon. This is Outbeat Music, and we are playing songs of camp and gay parody this evening. Thanks for tuning in. We'll continue.
Wind up with love. It's so nice to have a man around the house. So put no one else above him, but you love him, really love him, even though he may be someone else's spouse. It's so nice to have a man around the house. Around the house,
it's sweet.
Around the house,
it's neat.
Around the house.
I gotta get me a leather jacket. I gotta get me a chain. I gotta get me a motorcycle. Man, I feel no pain. I'd rather fight than swish. I'd rather fight than swish. If there's someone nelly, I get them in the belly. But when I see a queen, I get downright mean, 'cause I am tough. Real tight pants. Had to get me a cap. I didn't ever want to be a man. Man, that's a no good rap. I'd rather fight than swish. I'd rather fight than dish. When I see a cruiser, I act like a bruiser. If they call me Mary, I get kind of scary, 'cause baby, I am tough. Rough and hot stuff.
Get him.
When I go out on a date, I can almost hardly wait. A full of swish to rub me raw. Then I'm gonna rap him on the jaw. Then again I'm gonna
I hit the bar. I smoke a mean old black cigar. A little trouble every single night. Hope that I can find a real good fight. If I ever get a racing car, I'm gonna park it near a real gay bar. And you know that I'll have it made. Everybody's gonna know the tricks of the trade. I'd rather fight than swish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd rather fight than swish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I see a guy in drag, I go on a crazy jack. Gotta get my kick somehow. Hit him in the ribs like pow.
Crazy goofs shining up our leather boots. When we go up on a tear, haven't got a single care. Cause we are tough.
Get them. Hey, buddy, can I borrow your monkey wrench?
Sure, sweetie, it's over there in my purse. The one with the beads on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, that's a darling shade of lavender. No, I don't want them to look really like capris. Just, well, make them a little tighter, that's it. Slit them up a little bit, maybe to the knees. Gotta get me some real tight britches. Gotta get me a date. Gotta be like those real wild bitches. And I can hardly wait. I'd rather swish than fight. Mm-hmm. I'd rather swish than fight. Mm-hmm. When I see a feller, I get kind of mellow. And if I see a guy, well, I just give him the eye. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I am gay.
Watch it, buddy.
Hooray! Gotta get me a real fine drag for the holiday ball. Got the prize right in the bag. Heels so high, I hope I don't fall. I'd rather swish than fight. Mm-hmm. I'd rather swish than fight. Mm-hmm. When I'm out a-cruising, well, I just get to musing. If I see a stunner, I'm just gonna wanna. And why not? I mean, after all, I am gay.
Watch it, fella.
Shut up. Hooray. Once I met me the perfect mate, or so at least I thought. But disaster was my fate after what I caught. Oh my dear, I was at that doctor forever and ever and ever. But that's a gamble that we take for our little worlds. Still would go on a risky fate, 'cause we're all just girls. But I know I'm gonna try again till I find me the one. I'm just like that any girl who had to get her gun. I'd rather swish than fight. Mm-hmm. I'd rather swish than fight. Mm-hmm. If you see me on the street, well, get lost, 'cause it's my beat. But if you should need a friend, I'll be yours until the end. You know it, sweetheart, 'cause I am gay.
Watch it, mister.
Oh, will you shut up? Hooray!
If you know a single guy, why don't you just send him by?
I'll be very kind to him. I'll satisfy his every whim.
You bet you're
right. Oh, watch yourself now. 'Cause I am gay. Whoopee, baby, and hooray.
Okay, buddy, what the hell are you staring at?
Well, you silly goose. Don't you know that open-toe shoes are passé with leather jackets?
Here we go again, a few little gremlins. These are old recordings, so Sometimes we don't know if they exactly are coming through or not. Those are some, again, few cuts from The Queen is in the Closet. You heard two renditions of I'd Rather Swish Than Fight and I'd Rather Fight Than Swish. Stay tuned. We're going to go into Leather Jacket Lover and London Derriere. Hopefully just in a few moments. Stay with us.
Motorcycles and whips, various streets they're not about to change. How they love to discipline, so if that's the mood you're in, a leather jacket lover for you. Don't you know the latest is to be a sadist, spider picking to be masochistic. If that is your pleasure, it's like hidden treasure, jacket lover for you. If you want to make the grade, get yourself a big switchblade, part of the fetish too. Are you gonna hum a different tune, baby, when the soul's poured in your wound? It'll be your heart's desire, when you find that you set on fire. You might get some scars and gashes, baby, when you play the game, oh yeah. With pain, I'm a leather jacket lover, being the strangest lover in all kinds of river. They all go for liver. If you want a real kick, get yourself a nice big jacket lover for you. I bet no other will do. If you want to dig some pain, try it with a swinging chain. It can really be the most when you're tied up to a post. Leather jacket lover for you.
Sad and lonely, there is no end to what I'd do for you. You had no friends, I was your one and only, but now you've gone and pawned my wristwatch too. Oh, Fanny boy, I know that you are younger, just 20 years, and I am 40 more. If you but knew about my burning hunger, you would have stayed and not walked out the door. So please come back, and I'll forget the timepiece, the hi-fi set, the Wedgwood, oh so blue. And I'll forget, oh yes, you took the car and chauffeur, the Frigidaire, and all my green stamps too. Oh, Fanny boy, Fanny, Fanny, you've left my board and my lodging. You didn't know, no, you fool you, you didn't realize how good you had it here. My dear young man, police, you'll soon be dodging. You'll live in style, though constant dread and fear. So please come back and all will be forgiven. The stocks and bonds, the crystal chandelier. But bring ye back my mattress and my pillow. I promise I won't prosecute you, dear. Oh, Fanny boy, Fanny, 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 my sweet, adorable, darling, foolish little Fanny. I'll buy you an annuity, Fanny. Why, I'll give you money. You'll have so much money that you can call your very own. You'll never know or want for great security if you will throw me just a little bone. Oh, Fanny boy, my Fanny out a wandering and roaming. He come home last night, he was in a bloody fight, a weeping, a wailing and moaning. He always wears kilts and his heels are like stilts. He wears out into the gloaming. He'd better take care, he can't go just anywhere, or else all the neighbors will stone him. Now he owns quite a plaid that you'd call slightly mad. It's magenta, it's fuchsia, and it's sequin. If that's not enough, then you ought to see the stuff he bought just to put on to sleep in. Walks to the glen with the neighborhood men. There is always a tilt in his little plaid kilt. His tartan's a scandal, but talk he can handle. He hasn't a care, he wears no underwear.
He wears no underwear.
Though he never acts coy, he's always quite sassy. He looks like a boy, but acts like a lassie. He flies through the heather in all kinds of weather. Now you got the gist, he is just a scotch mist.
To continue with this story, 'tis very sad. Just like Annie Laurie, and that's very hard to do.
So you take the high road, and I'll take the low road. While he's out cruising and roaming, he'll jump over stiles and chase after you for miles.
But that's how it goes in Lochdommen.
He wears no underwear, and he hasn't a care, as he flies through the air without underwear, and he hasn't a care. He wears no underwear. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Oh dear, where can my roommate be? I fear he'll not come back to me. Promised to touch up my hair. Well, he promised to bring me a box full of henna to brighten my tresses a shade of sienna. It's imported stuff, and it comes from Vienna. Oh, where can my dear roommate be? He promised to bring me a pretty blue hairnet, curlers and lacquer, even some spray net. I just can't imagine that he'd disappoint me. Oh, where has my dear roommate gone? Oh dear, what can the matter be? Here, here, could that the doorbell be? Oh cheer, it is my roommate. He brought me the things from the store.
Well, he brought me the peroxide, he brought me the cotton. There's nary a thing that he might have forgotten. I hope that it's fresh, it can quickly turn rotten. He's been so long at the store. Well, he brought me the dye pot, it was the wrong color. The formula he mixed belonged to another. He said it's the same that he mixed for his brother. So I sent him back to the store. Dear, dear, what can the matter be? Oh dear, now I can plainly see. I fear he won't come back to me. Found something new at the store. He met a new salesman that sold him the dye lot. He was so intrigued that I guess he just forgot. I was home waiting and I was pre-bleaching. Still he dallied on at the store. Oh, gee, where does my roommate lurk? Golly, this job he cannot shirk. Hurry, peroxide can overwork. What's going on at the store? When he came back home, I was hairless and crying. The damage was done, there is no denying. A bald head has no use of henna for dyeing. So shove it right back at the store. My dear, now a wig I must wear, but, well, I guess that I shouldn't care. With those hair pieces I can wear, I just don't care anymore. 'Cause I got a bubble that's really no trouble, and I got a flip, whoopee, is it a pip. And I'm so alive when I wear my beehive, and I really wail in my new ponytail. To be very frank, I've no hair left to crank, and I really don't need him no more, no more. He can go back to the store, the store.
This evening, I do hope you've enjoyed going to camp with us here on Outbeat Music. I'm Michaela Kennan. We've been playing the songs from about the early 1960s from a couple of albums put out by a recording company known as Camp Records. If you'd like to hear more and just really read some fascinating history about publishing and recording back in the 60s, check out queermusicheritage.us/camp. You'll hear more of the songs that we did tonight. You'll perhaps get a chance to download them yourself. See some fascinating pieces of publications from those early 60 periods. Magazines costing $4, believe it or not, and 45 RPMs costing $2.50. Those were the days. Anyway, I'm Michaela Kennan. Thanks again for tuning in and joining us tonight on our little camping excursion. Mary Moore Campagna on the engineering board, can't be without her. She's our angel of the airwaves. My thanks to you, our listening audience, for spending your Sunday evening. Join Gary and I next week when we'll be chatting with some local authors from right here in Sonoma County. Meanwhile, tune in every Sunday evening for Outbeat Radio right at 8 o'clock here on KRCB-FM. So once again, have a great week. I'm Michaela Kennan. As always, I remind you, be well, be real, and always keep that song in your heart with a little bit of gayness beside it. Take good care. Bye-bye.
There's a bar that I know offhand, and I can guarantee it's simply grand. It's located at 5th and Main. Just wander in and you can use my name. There's a bartender serves you beer, and I'm not sure, but I really think he's queer. He's got muscles and big tattoos, and while he serves you, my dear, he loves to cruise. With me, I'll fling. With me, he liked my smile, my golden hair. He said we two could become a jazzy pair. It's you for me, and me for you. And if you show me, I'll know what to do.
do for you, for you.